Daily Mail, My Son Hunter Hit at Hollywood Screening, Not Your Mother's Conservative Movie. By Rebecca Mansour on September 4, 2022. The upcoming film My Son Hunter was a hit with the audience at a private screening in Los Angeles this week, according to the UK Daily Mail. The crowd of Hollywood conservatives, producers, and influencers gave the film a rousing standing ovation, with one audience member telling the Daily Mail that the movie is not your mother's conservative movie. Indeed, the subject matter of My Son Hunter is not about family values unless you are talking about the Biden family. Watch the trailer. My Son Hunter, which marks Breitbart's expansion into film distribution, was a crowd-funded project inspired by the investigative reporting of Government Accountability Institute President Peter Schweizer and Breitbart News about the Biden family's corruption, as well as the infamous laptop from hell story first broken by the New York Post that the media and big tech sought to censor during the 2020 election. Director Robert Davi described My Son Hunter as Hunter's laptop exploded onto film. The movie follows Hunter, played by Lawrence Fox, as he navigates a tangled web of prostitution, partying, international business dealings, drugs, sex, Chinese spies, a laptop from hell, Ukrainian oligarchs, more sex, more drugs, and, of course, his responsibilities to the leader of the free world, the film's press release states. None of this makes for your typical conservative movie, and that fact isn't lost on Breitbart editor-in-chief Alex Marlowe, who describes My Son Hunter as a wildly entertaining film that looks unlike anything that's come out of the conservative movement. The film, which is available for pre-order now and will be available for download and streaming starting September 7th, carries the following warning label on its website mysonhunter.com. Warning. This motion picture contains sex, prostitution, drugs, cronyism, money laundering, more sex, a laptop from hell, Chinese spies, Ukrainian businessmen, the CCP, the selling out of America, the big guy, corn pop, more sex, additional drugs, and family. While this subject matter may seem salacious, it is drawn directly from the public record. My Son Hunter's screenwriter Brian Godwa told the Daily Mail. I drew dialogue from actual incidents or documents, transcripts or emails reported in the media as the base language of Hunter and Joe's characters, many of them actual quoted lines. And many of them were taken from Hunter's actual emails from his laptop. I drew from Hunter's eulogy for his brother Beau for his own description of his relationship in the movie. Investigative author Peter Schweizer attested to the film's authenticity. Schweizer, who is a Breitbart senior contributor and the best-selling author of Red Handed, How American Elites Get Rich Helping China Win, was the first to report on Hunter Biden's corrupt business dealings with foreign governments at a time when his vice president father was negotiating U.S. foreign policy with those regimes. During a panel discussion about the film on Truth Social, Schweizer called My Son Hunter a shorthand version of his 300-page best-selling book chronicling the Biden family corruption. I think what people are going to get in this film is information lifted from the pages of my book and turned into the flesh, Schweizer said. In fact, Schweizer said that the truth about Hunter Biden's corruption seems almost too outrageous for fiction. It's such an unbelievable story in a way, Schweizer said. I mean, imagine if you were a screenwriter, and you went to producers in LA and you said, hey, I've got this idea for a film. It's going to be, about, the vice president's son. He's going to take tens of millions of dollars from the Chinese. He's going to be a coke addict. And then he's going to leave his laptop computer at a repair store. And that thing's going to be made public, but the mainstream media is going to try to cover it up. I mean, the producers would just laugh you out of the room. Yet, that's exactly what happened. As the Secret Service agent character, played by Gina Carano, states in the film's opening line, this is not a true story, except for all the facts. It's these facts that already have left-wing pundits triggered by the film and conservatives heralding it. A columnist at the left-wing UK Guardian already denounced My Son Hunter as political porn and akin to conspiracy theories, despite not actually having seen the film yet. Donald Trump Jr., on the other hand, praised the film and hoped for its success. I want it to be successful because I want people to understand just how important this is, Trump said during the Truth Social panel discussion. We're fighting for our values. We're fighting for our country, and we're just fighting for the future that we want to leave our children. My Son Hunter stars Lawrence Fox, Victoria, Inspector Lewis, the Professor and the Madman, as Hunter Biden, Gina Carano, The Mandalorian, Deadpool, Heist, as a Secret Service agent, and John James, Dynasty, as Joe Biden. The film's trailer has already garnered over 4.5 million cross-platform views on social media. My Son Hunter is available for pre-order now and will be available for download and streaming starting September 7th. Rebecca Mansour is senior editor at large for Breitbart News. Follow her on Twitter at @RAMansour.